Reflection, fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Gospel reading, Mark 1, third reflection. Sometimes when children are excited and tell stories of their latest adventures, they can skip over details, jumping from one tale to the next. And then is a common conjunction joining these hurried sentences that quickly moves the narrative forward, and often in fits and starts. The excitement definitely carries the story. The listener, maybe even a parent, is often left wondering exactly what happened. There are a number of questions left unanswered, but one thing is certain, that was exciting. Something similar is happening in the first chapter of Mark. Indeed, some would say happens throughout the entire Gospel of Mark. We see this excitement and hurried storytelling on prominent display. Though we have only a few verses, there are three distinct vignettes. The action begins in Capernaum, where Jesus had been preaching in the synagogue. He and his new disciples, for they were called by Jesus only a few verses earlier, go to the house of the brothers Simon and Andrew. There Simon's mother-in-law is healed. Simon had a wife and in the extended family, including at least his brother and his mother-in-law, lived under the same roof. This family togetherness might not be something that we experience in today's environment, but this particular home must have been a welcoming place. Not only was it the location of such an extended family, but James and John were also with them that day. And by evening, it seems like the whole town was at the door. Jesus cured many of the townspeople before leaving early the next day. Though Capernaum formed something of a base for his Galatian ministry, Jesus still needed to get away from time to time, as the last short story in today's reading reminded us. But even a few moments of solitude were nearly beyond reach as Jesus tells his disciples that he came for one purpose, to preach. The action and excitement covered in this brief period is palpable. In one sense, it covers only 24 hours before concluding with the sentence that he went throughout the whole of Galilee, preaching and driving out demons. Jesus has a purpose and his followers are witnesses to it. It's as though there is no time to spare, not even a pre-dawn moment to himself, for that is filled with prayer. Excitement stirs the air, as the wonders Jesus does.